this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. It is 1:12 p.m. Before we begin, I want to thank Jordan May, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Carson Walters from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Drummond, who is online. Representative Drummond, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm going to mute myself at this end so I can listen to you on the video.
Okay.
Or vice versa,
That's fine. I'm just making sure you can hear us.
To unmute. Okay.
Representative Stutes, Representative Kopp, my vice chair, and myself, Representative Klayman, we have a quorum to conduct business. Our first order of business today is House Bill 307, expanding prisoner access to computers, sponsored by the House State Affairs Committee. And this is actually our only order of business today. This is the first hearing of the bill in the Judiciary Committee. We have before us a proposed committee substitute. Online to introduce the committee substitute and explain the bill is Kelly Howell, the legislative liaison from the Department of Corrections. Ms. Howell, can you hear us okay? Ms. Howell?
Yes, Mr. Sherman. The committee. I am available. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine now. If you want to go ahead and introduce the committee substitute that we're looking at.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kelly Howell, and I'm the Special Assistant to the Commissioner and Legislative Liaison for the Department of Corrections. Thank you for giving us the opportunity today to introduce the committee substitute for House Bill 307. This bill really addresses two critical areas related to a prisoner's rehabilitation and reentry needs, those being expanding the approved purposes for which a prisoner may use a computer and ensuring that prisoners have a valid form of identification upon their release. The House Bill 307 amends the section of statute that relates to living conditions for prisoners by removing the restriction that prohibits a prisoner from possessing a computer in their cell and expanding the approved purposes for which a prisoner may use a computer to include facilitation of the prisoner's rehabilitation or the prisoner's compliance with a reentry plan or case plan, access to legal reference materials, visitation, and health care. These changes will not only allow prisoners to gain or maintain proficiency with current technology to assist with and support their rehabilitation and reentry needs and expand their positive social supports, but it also aids in reducing contraband brought into the facilities. Expanded use of technology affords inmates the ability to engage in programming that supports their rehabilitation and reentry, such as GED classes and testing, educational curricula, employment and life skills assessments and training, and web-based visitation with family and other pro-social community members. Allowing visitation through web-based programming can reduce contact visitation and thereby reduce opportunities for the introduction of contraband into secure facilities. And for inmates with family members in rural Alaska, this can provide them with a means to see and visit with their incarcerated family members without incurring the cost of travel. Medicaid has identified that paper applications are slow to process and are inefficient. Under HB 307, inmates would have the increased participation in their release planning by being able to complete their own web-based applications prior to their release, which also serves to reduce paper applications awaiting review by another department. The provision of computers for law library use will also reduce or possibly eliminate the use of typewriters in jail. Typewriters are costly to repair and are currently mandated to be available to inmates to work on legal research in the law library. Regarding identification, having a valid form of identification upon release is critical to a prisoner's reentry success. Almost everything a person needs to do when they get released from prison requires identification. This includes obtaining employment, taking a drug test, securing housing, or attending court-ordered counseling. And some of you who participated in one of the several reentry simulations across the state may have experienced this for yourselves. The bill ensures that DOC, the Department of Corrections, and the Department of Administration work to ensure that anyone who's serving an active term of imprisonment of more than 120 days has a valid form of identification before they are released. As you've heard in many other committees, the vast majority of prisoners in DOC's custody will be released back into the community. House Bill 307 makes meaningful changes to help ensure persons leaving DOC custody are better equipped for success on the outside. I encourage your prompt and favorable action on this bill. Thank you.
Are there questions for Ms. Howell? Representative Stutes.
Thank you. Thank you, through the chair. Ms. Howell, could you tell me again how it reduces bringing contraband into the facility?
Representative Stutes, through the chair, thank you for that question. One of the things that we would like to have the ability to do is allow prisoners to use technology to conduct visitation via the web. So by reducing that contact of having person-to-person visitation, thereby also reduces the possibility or the opportunity for contraband to be introduced into the facility.
Oh, thank you. That makes perfectly good sense. I have one more question, Mr. Chair.
Follow-up, Representative Stutes.
Thank you. Through the chair, is there limitations on, quote, web surfing put on these computers so that the inmate would only have access to certain websites?
Representative Stutes, through the chair, currently the plan is not to allow use of the internet. So computers would be monitored, of course, by staff within the institutions, and most of the programming would be preloaded. Any type of web-based application, such as visitation, as I mentioned, would be monitored. This bill is really asking for DOC to have the ability to begin implementing these things. There are still obviously many scenarios and things that would need to be worked out, but should this bill pass, DOC would certainly have the ability to be able to outline and formalize the different types of ways and methods that a prisoner may use a computer. But at this point, surfing the web, going online, and having kind of unfettered access to the internet is not envisioned.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Drummond, go ahead.
Thank you. This is an interesting conversation. I'm looking at the fiscal note for this bill, and there is no fiscal note. I'm assuming that the computers that would be allowed in a prisoner's cell are their personal property, or is the division of is the department going to allow department-owned technology into the prisoner's cell, you know, on a shared basis?
Representative Darman, through the chair. Currently, there is technology available, tablets, for example. There's funding within the department's budget to be able to purchase a limited number of tablets that, again, we are still working out how that would actually work in practice. Should this bill pass, we would get those things in place. So whether it's the inmate's personal property or DOC-provided property, there shouldn't be any significant or if any, fiscal impact for the department to allow this to change.
Okay. Follow-up, Mr. Chair?
Representative Drummond.
That's good to hear. In terms of web access, I thought that you needed web access in order to have remote face-to-face technology operable on a computer. Is that not correct, or is there another way to provide that face-to-face contact without accessing the internet? And then I'll have a follow-up after that, Mr. Chair.
So through the chair to Representative Drummond, DOC has been exploring the technology that is available. As I mentioned, there are certain tablet computers that allow visitation remotely through the tablet, a web-based type, but it is under a very secure, locked-down software that's used. If we were to use a web-based application, you know, like Skype or something through the internet, that would be something that would be monitored by DOC staff at the time it was being done. But again, just to clarify, what this bill does is gives us the opportunity to start looking at what those options are and selecting the best technology that will still keep inmates and the staff safe and allow for the expanded uses that HB 307 provides.
Okay, follow up, Mr. Chair.
Representative Drummond.
In terms of limiting access on the web to unsavory websites, shall we say, for lack of something better, school districts have this technology down pat. I would suggest that the department contact, for example, the Anchorage School District is getting ready to distribute some 20,000, I think they're either Chromebooks or laptops or tablets to their students who are at home right now. And they already have those tablets or those devices programmed to keep students from wandering around on the Internet on anything but where they're supposed to be. You're not going to have to go far to find secure web surfing technology. It's already being done with tens of thousands of students in the state of Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Drummond. I'm not sure that was a question, but I do appreciate that perspective. I would just note, Ms. Howell, in terms of being able to have visits on a tablet or whatnot, it sounds, what I'm hearing is that to the extent you're going to start allowing electronic visits in the prisons, that you're going to supervise those and provide means for supervision in the same way that you supervise in-person visits now that aren't electronic, in the sense that people don't get in-person visits that are unsupervised. They're in rooms, but people are watching, and I assume you'd be doing the same thing if they could do that online.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. Representative Cobb, do you have any questions for Ms. Howell?
No, I do not.
Okay. That brings us to there is a proposed committee substitute for House Bill 307 before us. Representative Cobb, can I have a motion to adopt the CS as our working document?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the House Judiciary Committee adopt the committee substitute to House Bill 307, version 31-LS1663/U as our working document.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, the committee adopts the committee substitute to House Bill 307. Are there any, before we open up the public hearing, are there any further questions from members of the committee? Hearing and seeing none, I'm going to open public testimony to House Bill 307. If you're on the phone, please make sure you are not on a speakerphone, as the sound quality is not as clear and it's often difficult to hear what you're saying. First, I'll ask if there's anyone in the room that would like to testify. I see Representative Christ Tompkins here, but I don't think he's here to testify. There's no one else in the room, and the only other person that I show online is Reed Harris, the staff to Representative Christ Tompkins, who's here for questions. So hearing and seeing no one who wishes to testify in public hearing is closed. And so I have a couple of questions for the committee. First, is anyone thinking of offering an amendment to this bill? Hearing and seeing no one, that seems pretty interest. My inclination is that we would waive the second hearing and move the bill today. And I don't get a sense that anyone objects to that, but what I am going to do is go at ease to make sure we get a fourth person in the room so we can move the bill. So we're at ease. Record. That brings House Bill 307 back before the committee. And may I have a motion, Representative Cobb?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move version 31-LS1663-U of House Bill 307 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing and seeing no objection, House Bill 307 moves from the committee. That's our only order of business today. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, March 24 at 1 p.m. I would just say keep an eye on the calendar. We may or may not hold a meeting. I think what I did was I had several different bills that I listed so we could have meetings, but it's not clear that we will need to. Consistent with this bill where it fits some of the ongoing particular needs to move our state forward, I'm willing to hear bills that fit that need, but things that are more likely agendas that we might have to take up in future years we probably won't be hearing. So with that, I will adjourn for the day. It is now 1:29 p.m.